Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Most movies, as you know, aim to stimulate you, thrill you, make you laugh, cry or think. But a new film has none of those aspirations. It's called Baba Land. It's 8 hours long and it features sheep. We're going to talk to the producer, Peter Friedman, but first, here's the trailer.
In a world of constant stress and information overload, of anxious days and restless nights, comes the chance at last to pause, to breathe, to calm our racing minds and fretful souls, to sit and stare at sheep.
There you go. Peter Friedman, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm very relaxed.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. So could you tell us where and when you made the film?
Yes, we made the film at a farm in Essex, just outside London, a sheep farm, obviously. And we made it a couple of months ago. We made it all in one day. So it is a low-budget film, but we made it on behalf of Calm.com, the meditation app, which helps people learn to meditate. But it also, one of the big reasons people use Calm.com is to help them get to sleep. Mm. And we made the film, we were calling it the ultimate insomnia cure. And we're also claiming that it's the dullest movie ever made. Well, we certainly think so, and we hope that people who view it will do as well. Yeah, it has no car chases and no explosions and no star names. All it does have is sheep standing around in a field doing very little for 8 hours.
But, well, so when you were filming it, Peter, was it just, did you just have one camera and it was one long continuous take of the sheep, or did you edit it to any degree?
Well, that's a good question. We did have one camera, yes. It wasn't one long continuous take, but it was a series of long takes. belongs to a genre of cinema known as slow cinema, which is characterized by having very long camera takes and no real action or plot. So in a Hollywood action movie like The Bourne Identity, the average camera shot lasts 2 seconds. Mm. And even in a slower-paced Hollywood action film, a camera shot probably only lasts about 3 seconds, whereas we have camera shots that are an hour and more long. So yeah, it wasn't one continuous camera shot, but it was the average length of a camera shot is somewhere between half an hour and an hour, which is characteristic, as I say, of the genre of slow cinema.
And given that your aims were, if you like, the opposite of what a Hollywood movie would be,
yes.
Were you then editing it on the basis of, oh, that sheep moved, that's a bit too exciting?
Yes, we try to edit out any sudden movements, any action or drama, anything that might set the pulse racing. Yes, we did. We did want to emphasize slow movement and complete lack of movement. We were most delighted when the sheep were just lying down, doing nothing at all.
Yeah, and I presumably noise was a factor too, because sometimes sheep can be quite noisy.
Yes, but the film has no... I'm actually billed, as well as being the producer, I'm billed as being the screenwriter of the film, which
okay.
is... a bit of a cheat, because the film has no dialogue or no
that you can understand.
Spoken. The only noise, well, we do have some music over the opening and closing credits, but otherwise the only noise in the film is the sort of sound that sheep typically make and which lend the film its name. So, but I think that adds to the soothing, relaxing effect.
Do you use any effects? Are there any slow-mo passages, for instance?
Well, the entire film is in slow motion. So that's really the only effect we used, because we thought that showing sheep in live action at real life speed might be too exciting and stressful. So the entire film is in slow motion.
Why make an 8-hour movie rather than just a half-hour movie that you could loop?
We chose 8 hours because obviously that's the length of time that the average person is supposed to sleep. The original director's cut was a lot longer than that, but we had a battle with the director, and we managed to get it down to 8 hours. The trailer that you played an excerpt from, that's online, anyone can watch it now, and that's just under 90 seconds, so people can watch that. And we also, we're going to be, so far we've only released the trailer and the poster, but in the middle of September we're going to have the world premiere at the Prince Charles Cinema in the centre of London, just near Leicester Square, and simultaneously we will be having a world premiere when it will be webcast or live streamed online on com.com on the same day. But as well as the 8-hour version, we actually have also produced a 5-minute version. But I mean, that's, we haven't announced that yet, so your listeners are the first to know.
Good to know.
But
thank you.
We will be putting on the web. So that mainly consists of the opening and closing credits and about 3 minutes of film sheep standing in a field doing very little.
And for calm.com, obviously there's an intention to promote sleep, to promote mindfulness perhaps, you know, to calm the mind at least.
Yes.
Are there recommendations as to how to use a film like this?
Well, I think it's we are going to screen it on calm.com, but I think it really makes, the more serious point it makes is that one of the reasons people have such difficulty sleeping is that they have such stressful, hectic, fast-paced lives, and the mistake they make is that they don't give themselves a chance to wind down and relax. I think before going to bed, you really need what psychologists call a transition time to shift down a couple of gears. And so I suppose watching a film like this on television might be one way to do that. But also, I mean, another thing that calm.com offers, they offer a number of bedtime stories for grown-ups, which are known as sleep stories. So you can listen to, say, a 20-minute bedtime story, which is, again, like the film, is designed to help you wind down and make the transition from the fast, hectic pace of the day to the more relaxed, calmer state that you need in order to nod off to sleep.
Mm. When you're showing it at the Prince Charles Cinema, is it your expectation people will come and sit for the whole 8 hours or go for
well,
sit down,
we don't
find
really
them
know.
Falling
we
asleep
may...
then?
We may be the first world premiere that has to bribe or pay people to watch the film. We may have to allocate some money in the budget to somehow bribe people. I would think that a lot of people who start watching it won't make it to the end of the film, and others certainly won't make it still awake. We'll certainly be very disappointed if the audience is all awake at the end.
Mm.
But we don't know. I mean, we don't expect it to break box office records around the world. I mean, it is a niche audience who will go to this, probably quite a small niche audience. But we think that maybe our art cinemas in major cities might show it for a day or two. And then we expect it to have a longer life also on television. I talked about this being an example of slow cinema, but it's also an example of a real genre called slow television, slow TV. And there are a number of channels around the world. I mean, BBC Four has shown slow TV programs, and Netflix has, and it's quite a popular thing in Scandinavia, Norway,
yes.
And Sweden.
Isn't
and
it Logs Burning in a Fire, they've shown
yes,
that from.
Yes, Logs Burning in a Fire, and there was a popular program made by Norwegian TV, which was hours and hours. They put a camera on the driver of a sled driven by husky dogs across country for hours and hours. And so there are a number of niche television channels around the world, or even major television channels around the world, who now do show examples of slow TV. So I think this will have a future life on television.
Is it the longest movie ever made or close to?
Well, surprisingly, it's not. I think it's only the 19th longest movie ever made. It's 5 minutes shorter than a film made by Andy Warhol, the avant-garde artist and film director in the 1960s. He made a film which consisted of one camera shot, one stationary camera shot of the Empire State Building for 8 hours and 5 minutes. And I think only about three people turned up to the premiere of that. So we'll be disappointed if we get more. But, I mean, he was ridiculed by many people at the time, but slightly over half a century later, it's actually considered a classic of avant-garde cinema. So even if people mock now, I think we will have the last laugh, and eventually film students will be writing their doctoral theses about Baba Land in years to come.
In the meantime, are you attracting a lot of puns for people? And I only ask this because the screen in front of me is just filling up with bad puns.
Well, I'd love to hear puns. Yes.
Who's the star of that film? Is it Bad Pitt? I'm sure Jean-Claude Van Ram would happily star in this.
you forgot Barbara Streisand as well. Yes.
Yes.
And you and Larry Lamb, yes.
Are you going to continue making films like this, Peter?
Well, there is a talk of a sequel, which we've got a working title of Baba Land 2, although other people have suggested we should call it Baba Land, which could talk of making it twice as long and twice as slow, so maybe 16 hours long and in super slow motion. We'll have to see what the audience reaction is when the film comes out, but yeah, I think it is possible. As I say, this is only the 19th longest film of all time. There was a film made some years ago that I think was 35 days long. So we've got a long way to go to try and match that.
Challenge accepted then, by the sounds of things. Peter, thank you very much for speaking with us today, and good luck with the movie. That's Peter Friedman there. He's producer and screenwriter, as he pointed out, of Baba Land, which and the trailer for it is available online. The rest of it will be available online in the not too distant future. Will Smith is another potential star.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.